Welcome to the Energetic Radio Podcast. My name is Dale Sowerbottom. Each week, I'll bring you inspirational guests who will help you bring fun, energy, and purpose into your lives. Let the show begin.
Welcome to episode number 324 of the podcast. And this week we have Bo Miles, the ultimate explorer. If you are looking for something to watch on YouTube, type in Bo Miles and see some of the most outrageous, extraordinary things you could ever imagine. He's done it. I think he ate baked beans for an entire month. That's all he ate. One day he only kayaked to work, and that was just finding any waterway, anything you could go through, drains, dams. He's camped out. He's created things. He's a runner. He's everything. If you are looking for an inspirational person that will put a smile on your dial, Bo is the man, all right? And today we have got the best from my episode with Bo, all right? So 324 Bo Miles, enjoy.
We are specializing one thing, and that's all we do.
Yeah, and that's a flaw of the academic too. You know, the academics used to be far more well-rounded, I think. You know, I'm young in the game, but they used to have a much better understanding of the classical Greeks and algorithms and leisure and all of these wonderful things, and really like all of those pockets of life.
Yep.
Whereas now I see universities are real turf wars. So one academic who is so specialised in one area, they would bloody cut the knees off people in another faculty or another area because they think theirs is better. Or worth more.
Instead of working together.
What a load of bullshit. Yeah. You know, yeah. I don't think the arts faculty, the law faculty, the medicine faculty deserve any more or less kudos than education. I just don't.
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And I want to know more about those things too, about law and medicine and varied creative arts and weird ways of thinking, whereas they would think that... They genuinely think, and you get this sometimes, that outdoor ed is bullshit.
Yeah.
You going out there and you're playing, they're junkets. You know, it makes me quite cross.
But then again, people don't play either. They don't experience things, and people aren't creative anymore because they stick to their one thing. Yeah. And that's exactly what you're doing.
And all the research is saying now too, we're not going to be an innovative peoples if we are just so highly specialised.
Well, we're not allowing our kids to be either because we're telling them how to learn. We're telling them what to do.
Yeah.
You know, whereas play and creativity are two of the most unique special characters that anyone's got. So why are we batting them out of people?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right, mate. And there's all the research in the world is saying that. So I'm hoping that the tide is leaning more towards, you know, and we've always got an objective.
Yep.
Maybe we need to drop some of that as well. I know some of my epiphanies have come when I'm just sitting and a bird, you know, whatever.
Yeah, just comes.
I was sitting here yesterday and a branch fell. You know, it's that whole thing, you know, does it happen if you don't see it or a human doesn't witness it, you know? And
or someone didn't record it and put it on social media.
Yeah, to watch a branch fall in a forest or here on my little block is really cool. You watch it fall and then it's on the ground and then, geez, did I just witness that? There's the branch and it wasn't there 4 seconds ago. It's amazing.
I love that, mate. So obviously there's a lot of other videos on your YouTube channel. Go and check it out, guys. The quality of the videos is one thing that I was super impressed with. You know, cameramen, there's drones. It is legit and it's really cool. And I went through all of them over the last couple of days. And I loved them, mate. So I just wanted to mention those three because they're the ones I really enjoyed. So looking towards the future, I know you're writing a book at the moment. You're talking in the process of maybe getting a TV show. Where do you want to go, mate, with like everything you're doing and the commute to work and other things?
We're pregnant. That's the biggest news, and that's only been live for the last week. So that's a huge adventure.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. And so I see now, and it hasn't taken long for me to switch gears and to think, okay, Helen's been part of the picture for a bunch of years, and she's certainly part of my adventure scape now and homescape and all this other stuff. And now the kiddies. This unborn kid is now part of what I think adventures can look like and mean to me in the next however many years. So. Yeah. I can just imagine, you know, popping the little kid in the hatch of a sea kayak and going off somewhere or getting them in the backpack and going for a big long hike and living it, you know, and living that real simplicity. So, who knows? But storytelling. And the book thing is new. You know, Briar Books, they seem like a really good a good publisher that there might be a long relationship there. So my written storytelling might take off on another thing as well.
Yeah, so and I think we were talking about off air that, you know, audio and video are a way of the future, but also books.
Yeah.
Books are probably bigger, better and stronger than ever, particularly with things like Blinkist and Audible.
Right.
You know, it's so easy to assess it. So is that sort of where you see yourself going, that you want to be obviously inspiring people through not only your words but your actions on screen?
Yeah, maybe. But I've got to get advice from people like yourself. You know, I'm still not dialed in on all these processes.
Yep.
And so I need to learn a lot more. And I'm not naturally good at selling myself or my story sometimes.
Yeah, but I think that's why people also relate to you, mate, because you're doing things because that's what you do. You have an idea, I'm going to run around my block for 24 hours. You know, like that's not something you sell, but that's why people relate to you because, like, that's different.
Yes. Well, yeah. So I think you've nailed it. All I need to do is just keep producing.
Yeah.
And the audience will come, and everything finds a home.
Yep.
And now I suppose it's only easier to find a home because of all these platforms. Now you're in the flood market. Everyone else is out there doing the same thing, but hopefully the cream rises and good stories get told multiple places.
Well, I haven't seen anything like yours, mate. And I know I was like, my fiance got home last night. I was like, Bree, you've got to sit down and watch this. I'm going to interview this guy tomorrow, Bo. He's like a legend. And we watched her, and she's like, what? Who thinks of this stuff? I'm like, anyway, so we're going to watch the rest, mate.
Good
so
on you, man.
I think that just sort of sums up, you know, the great stuff you're doing. So as a big truck comes past there, you hear that. That's we're out in the wild here, guys. You love that. Now, I've got a couple of questions to finish off, Bo, that I always ask my guests. And one of them is, if you could look back to 18-year-old Bo, you're 39 now, it's a few years ago, mate. You still look like a spring chicken, though.
Thank you.
If you had one bit of advice from everything you've learnt from, obviously, PhDs, lecture, adventures, paddling, you name it, being nearly becoming a dad, what would that one bit of advice that you could give 18-year-old Bo from all your years of knowledge now?
That's a really hard question because I'm corrupt now. And I suppose that's the point.
Yeah.
You are corrupt as a 39-year-old, but an 18-year-old's also really corrupt too. They're corrupt with a very different, you know, that in many respects, the 18-year-old needs to go and make all the mistakes or find out their pathway that a 39-year-old does not know.
Yep.
And an 18-year-old now is a different 18-year-old to when I was, I suppose. No, you know, the no Google, no phone thing. Mm. I would say that, you know, choose your own adventure. This is telling them how to suck eggs. I would say take no prisoners with what you do and try and be balanced. I thought I wanted to be specialised at 18 too. Let's get really good at something and that's how you stand out. I would much rather now not stand out in 10 things but know how to do them.
Okay.
So, take no prisoners with what you really love, and if that is doing it 100%, sure. But I reckon you'll be better at that 100% thing if you do lots of little things as well.
So it's sort of like that you always want to still be learning and don't shut yourself off from those opportunities?
Well, be like the 10-year-old. Be curious about many things, I suppose, rather than just hone in on that one key curiosity because that one key curiosity is built on so much else of humanity that's got you to that point, you know? Which is risky because you're often I've recently started competitive wood chopping and I'm pretty shit at it. I'm getting flogged by these 16-year-old larger kids, but I know how to do it now, you know? So I'm just having a
crack. I didn't know that. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
That's great, mate. I like that. And I think it does come back to curiosity and just being creative and being open.
Yep.